Blog Talk Radio.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. Life changes, time rearranges. Visions of my head of one day being famous.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand.
Hello? Hello, caller. Well, the hell with it. This is something new for the underground.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of OG Music Zone, G. Louis.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's your boy G. Louis. Back doing what I do. Back again for the next installment. This is the G Loop Show. I want y'all to sit back because we're going to have a real good time. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is OG Music Room. Now I'm your maestro for the evening. G Loop. Yeah. We're going to have a real nice show tonight. I got a lot of special guests stopping through. Some surprises, you know what I mean? So I want y'all to just sit back and ride with me, G. Lou Lee. Yeah.
Crank it up and piss off the neighbors. You got your radio locked on to the hottest station.
And now, the wondrous world of...
Hey, come to Los Angeles. You and your family can have peace and tranquility. Enjoy a fine day.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
How to survive in South Central? A place where busting the gap is fundamental. No, you can't find a shit in a handbook. Take a close look at a rap crook. Rule number one, get yourself a gun. A nine in your ass to be fine. Keep it in your glove compartment, cause jackers, oh, they love to start shit. Now if you're white, you can trust the police. But if you're black, they ain't nothing but beef. Watch out for the kill. Don't make a false move and keep your hands on the steering wheel. And don't get smart, answer all questions. And that's your first lesson on staying alive in South Central Kid. That's how you survive.
Hi, this is Elaine again. Are you enjoying your stay in South Central Los Angeles? Or is somebody taking your thing? Have you witnessed the drive-by? Okay. Make sure you have your camcorder ready to witness the extracurricular activities on Blast by the Police. So you and your family can enjoy this tape over and over again.
Give me that beat, fool. It's a full-time jack move. Chili Joe, yo, homie, make the track move. And I jack any... Give me that beat, fool. It's a full-time jack move. Chili Joe, yo, homie, make the track move. And I jack any time, Dick and Hank. That's the name of the suckers I done jank. I get away from a copper. Drop a dime, I break you off something proper. With the L-E-N-C-H-M-O-B. Keep on in that J-D. And here's how we'll greet ya. Stop, fool. Come on, that feature. Feel dumb cause you're caught in the dark. You little nothing ass mark. Raise up, cause you can't have it back. You say, I ain't never got kept like that. Off the end of the gadget, show dogs in a half.
What up, bro?
a few mills, and I keep chilling. I keep on making fun. So right about now, but I don't party and shake my butt. I leave back to the brothers with the funny haircut, and it'll drive you nuts. Steal your beat and give it that gangster cut, like Jackin' and Mackin'. Say hi to the 357 I'm packing, and it sounds so sweet. Ice Cube and a lynch mob. It's Jackin' for rapping.
Right, Jack. Right, Jack. Jack. Right, Jack.
Ice Cube, I think a funky beat and we shake. Locate a dope break and then I break, break and get that gangster lean. Dead in your face, doesn't turn up the bass. I make pack suckers run and duck for cover. Don't try to hide, cause you know that I love to. Stack of four boys beating in a mouth. So when I come to your town, don't crowd me, cause I know you're gonna wanna kick it with me. But I know none of y'all can get with me, so you think you're protected. Well, you are till you put a funky beat on a record. Then I have to show and prove and use your groove, cause suckers can't fade the cue. And if I jack you and you keep coming, I have you march 100 miles and run.
What's up, fam? It's Link, host of Yippie Down 54th and Dan S. Listen to the G-Loop show. The topics are real and famous. Whether it's live from the pen or on the city blocks of Havoc Collider. When the lights come on, Westside Men from 7 to 9 on 92.3 Live Radio with G-Loop and company. The Herbie Grubbs.
Yeah, yeah. To the G-Lou Show, Westside Wednesday Radio, hosted by me, G-Lou. I got my co-host with me, the beautiful, lovely, incomparable Miss Queen Jean is in the building. Good evening, Queen Jean.
Good evening. Good evening, G-Lou. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great, great, great. We're kicking off Black History Month in an incredible way. Salute to Black History Month. Shout out to everyone out there of color.
Yes.
And whatever descent, you know what I mean? Just, you know, this is only 1 month we get. We've done a lot for this country, you know, all around, period. And we just got to do a greater job loving ourselves. But other than that, happy Black History Month to everyone out there. Much love. And
yes.
Salute to you, Queen.
Right on. Salute to you as well. Yeah, it's every day, but we have to take this month that's given to us and unify, you know, try to make it better for us as our culture. That's what I get
right.
from getting this month for us. I mean, we know it's 365, but it's our month, and we got to take our month and unify and do something better with each other.
Yeah, that part. And we got to just appreciate it. You know, sometimes we overlook it, and even we not take advantage to say, oh, it's only 28 days, and it's not appreciated. But we got to take the initiative to appreciate it and do more and just – bring more out of each other and make it be respected. You know what I mean? But that starts with ourselves.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Unify. Some solid
yeah.
with one another. But yeah, that's a whole other story.
That part.
So yeah, BHM, right on, show you right, I can dig it. You know.
Okay.
Pumping my fist up in the air as we speak. Period.
There it is. There it is. I'm going to have to break out my shirt you gave me. You gifted me the Black Lives. Well, you know, just for Black
yeah.
History, I'm going to have to bring that out one night on the After Hours and represent. With that being said, Queen Jean, Black History Month, our first show, our first West Side Wednesdays of February, we're kicking off Black History Month with a legendary figure here. You know, I say that name, some of you people just, it may go under your head. I don't know. It may be taken lightly. Like, okay, I think I heard of him. But this dude right here has so much history and was behind so much work and so many people that you guys know and respect in this industry, especially from the West Coast, that it will blow your mind. But you just would not know these things, and that's why we're blessed to have these platforms here, and we're blessed to have people make the connection. Shout out to my homeboy, Big Jeff. BTP Media Group. Shout out to BTP Media Group, our number one sponsor and family. But we have these platforms to make this happen. So with that being said, man, we have a legendary guest on the premises tonight, as Tweed would say. The legendary OG, Chilly Chill, is here. Good Good evening, sir.
West. What's good with y'all?
West,
good
y'all.
Evening, how are
chilly
you?
Chills in the building.
West.
Yeah, how y'all feeling?
Hey,
good.
Man, we doing great, homie. I'm G Lou. That's
good.
The queen right
good.
There, Queen Jean. And this is Chilly Chill. Long time. Okay. Long time coming, though, Chill, because you know, I've been fucking with you, you know, forever, but just even on the social media,
yeah,
you know,
I've
been rocking with you and following. So this is long overdue. Shout out to Jeff again for making it happen. But thank you, my bro, for blessing our platform tonight. It's really appreciated.
It's all good. I had to come through and throw the W's up.
That part.
I'm excited to get the history. I'm very excited about that. So I'm going to basically be all ears. I may have a question or two or three or four, but I want to hear about your journey. I know that you was once called Swift Cat, and I know you were connected with my family, Uncle Jams, Roger Clayton.
Uncle Jams.
Yes. Okay. So I'm here for
the history.
Chill.
We're going to get it tonight because this dude, he has it. Like I said, Queen, he has the history, and I'm just glad we get to get a piece of it tonight. First, you mentioned his old DJ name and that he changed later, but tell us the meaning behind that, but not the name, but even the last name of it and the crew you were involved in, and because you go this far back that people may not know. Take us to the beginning of Chilly Chill, or just even that part where you're DJing and you got your first DJ name and you're with the crew.
I mean, linked into all that, the Bobcat, California Cat Crew, and all
there
that.
There you go.
I was in
right.
all that. You know what I'm saying?
Tell us what the Cat Crew is about and the meaning behind it and why everyone has the Cat, the Bobcat, Battle Cat, and what it consists of and who was a part of this crew.
I mean, it was a whole bunch of different cats. We'd be naming from the Kitty Cat to the Courageous Cat to the Cosmic Cat.
Wow.
But, you know, all the time. You know what I'm saying? All the cat
wow.
crews.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Interesting.
But, yeah,
so
I just wanted him to break that down because it's all cats. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it all ties into, you know, with the Uncle Jams on me, tying into the Roger Clayton, rest in peace, Egyptian Lover, you know what I'm saying, all the K-Day situations on down the line. So even going back and tying into the Mixmasters, K-Day Mixmasters. So.
Right.
All that's basically.
Right.
It's all West Coast.
Tell us, Chill, where exactly in L.A. you grew up at. And who inspired you to actually be a DJ? Like who was that one, or who or what inspired you to really be a DJ and get put in the game how you did?
I mean, Bobcat, but a lot of different DJs, from Tony G to Julio G to M Walk to Joe Cooley to Ralph Rim, the Romeo, the Jammin' James, the Aladdin's, the Craig Skies, the Broadways, the Boulevard Rods, you know what I'm saying? On down the line.
So you, so you naming them names. General Jeff, rest in peace.
It goes on and on. You know what I'm saying? DJ Train,
you naming some legendary names. Train, rest in peace.
Tony A, Keith Cooley, DJ Var, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? Mike G.
Wow.
Dr. Dre himself.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The CIA, you know what I'm saying? I'm going on and on and on.
Right. I respect that because you're naming all of them dudes, man, and some of them people may not know, but you're giving up the the history right there. So salute to you for that. Where did you grow up at, Chilly Chill? Chill?
South Central.
I'm going to call you Chilly so we won't get it confused with Chill. Say what?
Yeah.
South Central.
The homie too. Yeah, South Central L.A.
Right.
But then later,
go ahead.
Yeah,
Eaglewood.
South Central LA, and then migrated over to Eaglewood. So you know, I represent both LA and
Right. Early on in your coming up in the game or just younger, how were you able to? Would you say that DJing kind of helped you? how I want to say it, like maybe escape some things from the streets, because I know the streets were always calling you and growing up in those neighborhoods and areas. I know you're affiliated, but how were you able to escape actually, you know, being engulfed in that gang life or gang activity, which was real prevalent when you were coming up?
I mean, basically, like, shit, lock it into the music, man, the DJing shit. Basically, saved a whole lot of our lives. Or we would have got caught up in a whole lot of situations, you know what I'm saying? So that kept us level-headed and kept us out of trouble. Just like for some people, it was breakdancing, it was pop-locking. You know, some people, it was rapping, and some people was DJing. So, you know, that kept us busy and kept us out of trouble.
But would you, go ahead, Queen.
I was just going to say, you know, if it wasn't for the DJs, a lot of the artists wouldn't be who they are today.
Yeah, of course. Because it was DJs before MC. Yeah, it was DJs before MC automatically.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, what it is. It is what it is.
And you know what's funny for me is that... I'm just saying this. I'm going to go ahead and let you finish, G. Lou, is that when I used to go clubbing, I never really paid attention to DJs. It was just like, okay, they play the music, but I never had the respect level like I have for DJs now, just from doing the Blog Talk Radio show and listening to all the DJs that we've had on here. And doing my research on DJs. But, man, I salute you all. Salute every last one of you all who have DJ parties, house parties, clubs. You know, because it takes a lot. It may look easy to us, like to me, just to go in the club and, you know, as long as the music is jamming and I can get on the dance floor and get that vibe, that's all people coming there to look for, but not even realizing it's more to it than just doing that. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a lot. I mean, you got the skills to come along with it also. So it's not only just, you know, rocking the party.
Spin it,
rock the party. You got to know, you know, it's a lot that's involved with it. You got blending. You got some DJs, show DJs. That's the ones that do all the tricks. That be in a lot of the DJ competitions, like, you know, a lot of us. We were show DJs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
As well as DJs that can rock a hood party. Rock a club, rock a strip club, rock school dances, all of that. College dances, all of that.
Yeah. So I salute you all because, like you said, basically saying you got to have those skills. So salute, Chili Chill.
Yeah, for sure.
Chili Chill.
Appreciate it.
Make the track move.
Props to all DJs. Yep. Props to all DJs.
I really respect that.
Yeah.
You was naming a lot of cats. You was naming mm-hmm. all of them, man. So respect for you even remembering everybody, bro. And even some of the ones people don't know, you know, you gave their props. So that's respect. Chili Chill, what did you go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say rest in peace, DJ Crazy Tunes. Rest in peace, DJ Trey Ski. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Rest in peace, Red Rum.
Man.
Rest in peace,
Red Rum.
Yo, hey, Paul's Hall.
CPO.
Oh, my God. Yeah, CPO. Yeah,
man,
a lot
we
of
losing
people
a lot of them, huh, man? We losing a lot lately, bro.
Yeah, and by his name, and I'll just come back to you.
Right.
The realization of
that's
it, you know.
Yeah, rest in peace, Big G from the Mass Circle. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah.
So many people we don't move O&E from the realm.
Man,
that's a lot. Shorty from the Lynch Mob.
Wow. Shorty,
Mark
man.
Like, yep. So
man, welcome
lot,
home,
man.
JD, as well. Yeah. Let me do this before we get into, because I got a lot more questions. We got a couple callers. Let me take a caller right quick that's been waiting for a minute. So before I forget them, if you don't mind, Chill.
Go ahead.
Okay. Caller 562, you're live on the line. Hello.
Hello.
What up, homie?
Man, I got like two questions right quick.
Go ahead.
First question is for DJ Chill. when you was doing your DJing out here in the city, what set you apart from the other East Coast DJs that made you iconic? For somebody like me that's trying to be an icon, and somebody like me that's really out here crossing that line, I'm from South Central too. So
yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, you know, because the format is different, but I was born in the same format. You know, I was born in 82, so my format is solid. But what made you more different than everybody else that set you? I mean, I know what made you more different, but, you know, to the other people that made you more different out there, because I don't think they know how special you really is, Chill. So go ahead and let them know, man.
Well, shit. I mean, basically, shit, we just, what would make me, I just followed the protocol. I looked and I respected all aspects of DJing. Even, you know, when the East Coast was doing it, they was getting their shine, we started doing it. I would study who was the best DJs. So I would look at their routines, look at how they get down, and then see how basically I can separate and take either what they had, turn it into something, enhance it, and take it to a higher level than what they did, or invent scratches and transformations and other different skills that was different, that would separate basically myself from them, to stand out.
Okay.
Whether it was going back and forth on turntable speed, or rather it was like if we was transforming or scratching and making a beat out of it, just anything that would make it different and take it to the next level.
Yeah.
And a lot of us all supported each other back in the day.
Right.
So we have more support than what it is right now.
Right.
And it's just
you gotta
fill in all the blanks to make you a complete DJ. It's not just playing records. Anybody can sit there and have a person, what, you got Serato scratch now, a computer, and you just push play.
You got Ableton and all that.
Yeah. So they just give you a list of, like, here's the top 50 songs. Who can't play?
Well, you was a technique DJ, and everybody else now is using CDJs. So it's completely different.
Yeah, you're right. I'm still on the 12s even to this day.
Yeah. Ain't no presets. You already know what to do.
Exactly. I don't need headphones, none of that.
And my second question was to Queen Jeannie and G Lou.
I thought you was a rapper. I didn't know you know about DJing too, bro. You threw me
right
off.
No.
I was like, hold on a second, man. Hold up, man.
Go ahead.
But he know he just threw me off though. That's all. It's personal. Go ahead, bro.
My second question was the Queen Jean and G Lou.
What up?
How big does this feel for the last, you know, month, 2 months? I mean, you know, since the end of the year to now, you guys been growing and you've been having such big audience and you know, you had Cocaine come through, you had Yella pop up, now you got Chilly Chill on here. I mean, that has to be major for
man.
You for your platform right now. That has to be great.
It's incredible, bro. And it's always, you know, like I start off the show, it's always a blessing every week or whatever, and just to have the platform and you know, everything that comes along with it. And it's just, you know, this is what we do. So I don't want to say we're used to it, but we're grateful, man. And really, it's just a puzzle. And this puts all the pieces of the puzzle together, you know what I mean, for me, and it completes me, you know what I mean, because this is the history, this is what I grew up on, and all the people I look up to and respect, you know, so it's like pieces of the puzzle being put together, and it's just a blessing, man, that I'm able to do this, and we had a platform to make it happen, and I have Queen Jean to assist me, so it's just a blessing, bro. I thank God, homie.
Man, shout out to the G Lou Show for this, man. This is iconic right here. But
thank you.
And let me answer you, son. For me, yeah, I'm going to call you out. For me, I'm humbled because I have learned a lot from being on Blog Talk Radio with G Lou. And as I was telling Chilly Chill earlier, learning about DJs, you know, I've learned a lot about DJs and I'm still learning. So when we get a DJ such as a legend, an OG such as Chili Chill and Yella, and we even had DJ Aladdin on here before, Chris Glover before. So just to have legends like them come on, I'm learning so much, and just to hear their different styles and to hear how they did this at an event and how they felt about this and get their memories, just it's a blessing for me. So I'm just humbled and grateful to be part of the Blog Talk Radio show, to be able to meet legends such as Chili Chill and the other DJs that I have mentioned.
Yeah,
so,
that's
but those
are
two
right
great
there.
Great questions right there. Two great questions that you asked.
I
respect.
Chill,
so you sound like an interviewer.
Chill, I was asking
respect.
That because I'm an up and coming MC, so you know I wanted to. Well, not up and coming. You know, I've been doing this thing since Leimert Park Project blowed. So you know, but to step in with a different. For the marketplace. So, you know, for somebody that got as much insight and as much game as you know, if you ever want to work with a real one, you know, holler at me, man. Bandana Davis, man. You see what I'm saying? The new voice of the West Coast. Yeah. Yeah, holler at me, man, because I think you can probably do something.
That's right.
Go ahead and take this thing over, baby. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, man. You guys have a great interview. It was good talking to y'all. And I'm listening for the whole thing. So you guys turn up, man. Have a great night.
Oh, bro.
Peace
thanks
and love.
For
thank
all right,
for
bro. Thank you.
All right, peace and love.
Thank you, bro. All right. Thank you for that call. That was some great questions. Anybody else? I had a couple more callers. If you want to speak, just press one, raise your hand. Let's get back to it. Chili Chill. How? This is what I want to ask you. How did you get your first break, or like, what was the turning point in your DJing where you know it became to that different level? You connected. You know, where it's like, okay, I'm doing this now, officially.
Well, I mean, I did a few things from, from a kid.
Yeah, you got some
up,
history.
Like,
right.
Yeah, doing school dances and doing hood parties and stripper parties and just all that, from being in the DJ competitions, from practicing with all the DJs you would see that's on the West that got names, you know? They got names off of all us being kids, DJing together and practicing. And just admiring each other's skills, make each other better. Sometimes we even clown and battle just to make each other's skills and chops tight. And DJ skills tight.
Where were you
doing
hearing?
Stuff for one of the homies named Kilo G. I did a little soundtrack for him called Rock House. That was back in, like, shit. Like 84, so like that, 84, 85. Helping him walk with the little Union album that he had on Capitol Records back in the days, to just, you know, continuing just to practice the skills to do that, to get noticed and noticed by, you know, a whole bunch of other people, a lot of other West Coast people.
Right.
So, you know, it leads on to a Ice Cube and a yo-yo thing.
Right before I get to Ice Cube, like, I want to ask you, as a DJ, you know, being in the city, were you hearing about other DJs like way? I mean, before shit got popping, like, were you hearing really about the DJs in Compton or Southgate or, you know, East, wherever people were, being a local DJ?
Yeah,
were you knowing, like, okay, this DJ popping? How was that? You know, why, like, what's the word I'm looking for? That pipeline back then. To hear about,
I mean, looking
other DJs
at
and shit.
Bob them, looking at Bob them get out with the Uncle Jam's Army, and looking at K-Day, from KGFJ to K-Day, then back from K-Day to KGFJ.
KGFJ
disappearing on AM. Yeah, exactly. And not disappearing, going back to K-Day again, and then you had the mix matches from the Wacky to Track It to Friday Night Lodge, Thursday Night Lodge, on down the line. Yeah, that's going to spot you. To do that, Joe Cooley coming from Compton, representing what he doing, the Mix Master Spades, the Tidy Tees, making the underground mixtapes and all that back in the days before they was doing what they was doing in Vibes, making all that. So, I mean, you know, it's a lot of DJs. I was happy to see all that. You know, King T them doing his thing, DJ Pooh doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? Tony A them over at the Rhodium Swap Meet, clowning and doing anything. So
yeah, so Tony A.
Different cities. Yeah, a lot of different cities doing anything. So many to name.
Wow.
We had the ones from Inglewood, you know what I'm saying? Osprey-ski, Craig-ski, Active, that later changed his name to Big West. He was over at Capital Priority Records, clowning, doing his thing. So, you know.
Okay.
It's
wow.
Some DJs, man.
It was a lot of DJs.
Yeah, it sounds like a documentary should be done.
Yeah.
Because you got to think, Queen, DJs, like he's saying all these DJs, because that's before. Now you hear the flip side, like all these DJs, you hear rappers, now everyone raps, but before it was DJing, before the rappers, no, that's what was first, you know what I mean? So everyone wanted to be a DJ, you know, so that was
Evil
a lot of DJs back then.
Evil E, and we see them doing their thing for Ice-T. You know what I'm saying? So, it's, man, so many different people, man. So many different DJs. Shout out to the East Coast DJs, West Coast DJs, South, North, Midwest, all of that.
Exactly.
Right, right.
You know, doing the thing. So, you know, everything revolves back on the DJ. At one time, the DJ was the shit. That's why you saw a lot of rappers, you know, naming their DJs and talking about their DJ, because that was the thing to do. Then in between time, the DJs kind of phase out a little bit, and they stopped getting the props they were supposed to be getting, because the majority of the best DJs and the best producers and engineers and all that was DJs first. That's why Dre is so tight doing what he's doing. That's why you got Quick. You got the Battle Cats. You got the, you know what I'm saying? On down low.
Right.
Just getting that, doing their thing.
That's a... Right, and that's a tricky thing, too, how like you said, a lot of those DJs transition to producers, because it's not like now how it's just popular to do. Like, they just naturally kind of did it, you know what I mean, became producers over time as DJs. Like you said, maybe because the DJ thing faded out, so they just got more into the music and producing, but it was just seemed like a natural thing opposed to people trying to do it, you know what I mean? It just progressed, and like you said, the best... producers are the DJs.
Exactly. So just like you'll see a MC behind, you'll see a DJ behind it making that happen.
And you
know,
I was in Germany when I was in Germany, I would go to the clubs there, and just like I said, I would just go to the clubs and start dancing, you know, get on the dance floor. But the DJs there were actually German DJs, and they kept the club rocking with playing the American music. So, just shout out to the DJs. Like, shout out to the DJs.
DJs make it happen. Everywhere you go, you got to have the DJ. Parties, clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about the DJ. Yeah. They just don't get recognized because you can't see him. Like, if you go to a club now, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to probably be able to see the DJ, but you hear him, you know. So, sometimes get overlooked, but the DJ makes it happen, though, for sure.
Yeah, they're actually the life. They're the ones who bring the life to the party. We just get out there and make it. Yeah, but it's like, what's that song last night? A DJ stole my life. So, yeah, the DJ
saved my life. Yeah, for sure.
Saved my life. Not stole it, but
saved
my
life. DJ
saved it. I'm talking about stole my life.
DJ saved your life.
Well, maybe
tonight,
when I was saying it, I felt like my life was being stolen. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why I said that, but I'm trying to clean it up. But, shout out to
the imagine being in the club. Imagine being in the club.
God.
No music. Imagine, no music.
Right, it's not happening.
Along with that life.
It's not happening. Or whack music.
Yeah.
You're standing around and people looking around. You gotta be good, man.
Gotta
I've been in some whack clubs, they're playing whack
music. See, even then with the whack music and certain people, they used to have this thing called on K-Day that Greg Mackham had called Whack It or Track It. And about that is it put the new, they would put the already established artists up against the new artists.
Mm-hmm.
So that's giving a person a chance to be heard, a new person that's just on the streets, no record deal, no nothing.
Right.
They're put in there and up against someone that already had a deal. And they call whack it or track it. Should we whack it or should we track it?
Right.
Same thing with the Thursday Night Lives and the Friday Night Lives, where they broadcast live in the events in the clubs. So people can basically hear that. So if you couldn't be there, you can listen to it over the radio.
Right, right. Shout out to Greg Mack.
You know,
1580 KD. Exactly. Best station, the best station ever, ever.
Man,
okay,
they open up the door. They
for real, it was nothing like KD, man. It was just different. Let me take another caller. Let me take another caller right quick. Chili Chill, 424. You're live on the line. Hello. Hello, 424. Caller.
Yeah,
424. One twice, caller.
You hear me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, what's up? This is Big Dean Rock, West Coast. Yeah. What's going on, Chili Chill? What's up, radio station? How y'all feeling?
Good,
what's up, man? Good, man.
Yeah, man, I'm just chiming in on the DJ thing. Me and Chili Chill go way back, way. That's my bro, way back. The thing is, man, the youngsters, they didn't get a chance to see that and understand that to even know about what goes on in music. I was an MC, a World on Wheels, Joe Cooley, Chili Chill, Tony A, M-Walk. I MC'd most of those parties, Grand Central, World on Wheels, Skateland, oh man, Dream Team. Those are the best years of music in my life. I'm going to personally give y'all a dose of what I used to do. I just left music. But I'm going to give y'all a dose of what I used to do for the MC. I mean, for the DJ. Peep it. But
wow,
you have to love that.
Wow,
but,
that was live. That was live, y'all.
So you could imagine the DJ scratching at that and cutting that.
Right, right.
Man, West Coast for sure. I have a lot of stuff that I got in the works. I said, man, let me go come back and mess with the music to teach them that you can be creative. You know what I mean? So my name is Deanie Rock.
Right.
She'll know who I am, that cold DJ right there.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. So the platform is nice, man. I like what y'all doing and building. It's cool.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, homie. Thank you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Much respect.
And thank you for calling in
and showing love.
Most definitely. I'm going to pump it up a little bit. But I'll be touching base with y'all when y'all get down. I get down.
Okay, for sure.
We appreciate
much
that.
Much love,
thank
one.
You.
Thank you.
All right, chill.
All right, Didi Rock. For sure.
Much love to the homie, man. Thank you for the love and support. We're back with Chili Chill. Chill, so now tell us, we got a brief background on the DJ thing and everything. How does the Ice Cube situation, the Lynch Mob situation come into play for you, for the people who don't know?
Well, for me, of course, being a DJ, with me and Cube clicking up and my little homeboy, Trey Ski, that was named after Craig Ski from Inglewood. As a DJ, Trey Ski basically plugged me with Jinx, who was also a DJ. You know what I'm saying? And then we linked
Sir
up,
Jinx.
Basically. And Sir Jinx. And then we linked up from being DJs because I was cutting over the phone. And he basically was like, damn, listening to me get down. He's like, man, we need to link. So we linked up, and the rest was, you know, from that, from me, Jinx, Yo-Yo, Cube, Dale, Dazzy. We all clicked and basically said, hey, I'm from Cube going solo, getting ready to go solo.
Right, right.
From end of what?
Right.
From keeping that.
Right.
So we decided go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so you were already aware of Cube. Well, of course you were, him being NWA, but him going solo. Wanted to be a part of it. Did you already know it was going to be something big? You know what I mean? How did you feel about Cube going solo?
shit. Not at the time. I mean, we just all supported you.
Right, right.
Man, do your thing. That you there busting and you're doing the thing
right.
You're doing. Besides, you know, hell, shit, nigga, we got your back. On whatever
right.
It is you do.
Right, okay.
Edit that game.
Right.
JD, T-Bone, Shorty, Big Three, on the Lynch Mob, on down
the road. How did all that form? How did all the homies form? I know the MCs, like Dell was his cousin, and Jinx and you were in the music, but how did JD and Shorty and all them kind of come into the fold?
All from growing up in the neighborhood.
Okay.
And all from being around each other. We already familiar with each other, you know.
Right.
Through schools, you know, just in interacting in different places. So I'm living in the same neighborhood.
Right.
Jinx and all them grew up on the same street in the same area.
Right.
So with all of us picking up together, doing that to have his back, there it is. That's what formed the Lynch Mob. So it was between two names, the Mad Circle or the Lynch Mob.
Now, right,
the Lynch Mob sounds harder and better than the Mad Circle to me, you know, at that time.
Yeah.
So, hey,
right.
the Lynch Mob it was. And then Dub, Toons, Big G took on the name and Coolio. Ain't a man.
Okay. It seemed
so
like
Dub
I know
like
he was in Mad Circle in the mother, but it seemed like he would have been in the Lynch Mob from the. He should be original Lynch Mob member, you would think, Dub.
Well, I mean, you know, he was there, but at that time, Latin and Dub them was doing anything, low profile.
Right, right, right.
At that time,
right.
So in doing the time, he was doing his little thing. They later went from that to do that. Hey, it was what it was. So he was there, like if you
right.
Look at America's Most Wanted album cover, you see Dub on the front with us, with me, KD,
right, yeah,
and T-Bone.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, we in front of that, so he was there.
Classic cover.
He's always been, you know, from day one. And then once Low Profile
right,
broke
right.
up, you know, Dub was still in his contract. So from him still being in his mm-hmm. contract, that was that. So he started to switch it up, and then that's when Coolio jumped on with Big G and all that. And rest in peace, Toons. Rest in peace, Big G. And
mm-hmm.
they formed a Mad Circle, so they took on that name.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's destined for everybody because we all locked in. So it's like, how will we not be
right.
a part? And everybody be a
right.
part of it, a part of the situation. So, you know, it is what it is. Then all our affiliates,
right.
he was all around. Who we're from the Eights, my nigga, the Chill, just King T, Pooh, everybody. You know, Pooh them had the Boogeyman. Now it's Bobcat, Pooh, Rashad,
yeah.
you know, Boogeyman, along with.
Shout out to Pooh. Right, right.
Shout out to Heavy Threat.
And then
LA Zoo. Shout out to Cam.
Yeah, yeah. Cam, Solo. Tell us about your connection with Yo-Yo, because people don't know you were Yo-Yo's official DJ and still are, I believe, right? Like, tell us your connection with Yo-Yo. Obviously, you go way back.
Yeah, well, shit, man. We've been linked in forever, so. Been forever,
right.
So, you know, all good. No matter what it is, always
right.
love.
Okay. Always. Shout out to Yo-Yo.
He's like,
I just
yeah, want to
speak
like
on her just briefly, that impact she had when she came out. It was incredible,
yeah.
man, coming from the West. It was like, you know, it was incredible. Go ahead.
Exactly. So that's the first female of the Lynch Mob. And
right.
only female of the Lynch Mob. You know, that
right.
they didn't put it down. Her performances and her crowd control is, man, it's impeccable. She knows how
and
to control
still
the crowd.
Right, right.
She always
yeah, she's still doing her thing.
Always has. Even from her talent shows before she got put on, she was rocking and controlling the crowd. So, you know, Cube already saw that in her. From T-Bone basically bringing her, you know, to Cube.
Okay. Shout out to T-Bone. And
yeah.
rest in peace to Shorty.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Tell us about, man, this creative process and you being there, man, to, you know, America's Most Wanted and with you and Jinx and contributing to that classic album and all the classic albums, the Kill at Wills and what Lethal and Jet, I mean, just being a part of all of these classic masterpieces. Go ahead.
I mean, it was an adventure and it was fun. So it's like, you know, we got a chance to do what we know was good with doing. You know what I'm saying? With the turntables, the Astro 1200s, the NPCs, on down the line, putting it together.
Right.
And Foreman, the
right.
Master, he had the best product he can have.
Which project would you say you had the most fun, or which one was the most, like, close to your heart that you worked on that of all those that you can say?
Shit, man, all of them. All of them was different. All of them were fun. All of them
right.
had a heart to it. All of them was meaningful to me because it was fun to do something that you,
right.
you know, how many people get the chance to do something that they love doing and that they enjoy doing?
Right, right.
And they like dedicating their life to doing. Not too many people can say that, so that's like a blessing.
All right. It is definitely.
Even allowed to give us the opportunity to even, you know, put it down like that. So we took advantage and
right.
did what we had to do. We had the young minds, we had the skills, all of that. The respect,
right.
so we put it down. So America's Most Wanted came down, but, you know, with Chuck D.
Incredible.
The Bomb Squad.
How was that going? How was that for you guys going to New York at that time and hooking up with the Bomb Squad and Public Enemy and that whole process for that album? How was that?
Man, it was tight because we was fans as you know, at the same time. How can you not? That's Chuck D and
right.
Public Enemy. You know, so
right.
it was tight. Me and Jake knocked out as much as we can knock out here at the house and flew to New York to get down with them. Shout out to Eric Sadler. Shout out to Hank and Keith Shocker. Shout out to Chuck. Shout out to Flavor Flav. You know what I'm saying? Whole Public Enemy squad. We're getting down.
Right.
And, hey, we get down and made it happen.
That was beautiful, man.
That was just incredible that album.
Hey.
No one expected it.
Yeah.
Him leaving NWA, exactly. We didn't know what to expect. You knew he was coming, but that shit was incredible.
Right. 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 It was just fun.
Man.
You know, looking at how they get down, looking at where they come from, and listening to the production they basically did with music and how they took the Bomb
right.
Squad and everybody that they on their side doing what they was doing, just like they was looking at how we got down, how me and Jinx got down.
Right.
How we was doing so
right.
like, you know, that was tight. We all had something
you know,
we all respect from one another.
Right. You know what I like about that album too, and respect and appreciate what they were able to do, because Cube went out there to New York and, like you said, got with Bomb Squad, but that's a whole different sound. Like, that doesn't always work in the East Coast sound, and trying to bring what Cube was bringing with his gangsterism type lyrics on his first album.
Yep.
But like you said, with you and Jinx and them being there, I could see you guys mashed it and mixed it. You had the Bomb Squad
mm-hmm.
sound, but you guys came with the samples and the different the type of shit that still made it West Coast and classic, but
it
was just a cold mixture right there, man.
Yeah, it was like East meets West, production wise.
Yeah,
all
twisted.
He brought in the West Coast. They brought in the East Coast. We twisted it together and we made magic and made history
right.
at the same time. Almost
that
every
worked.
Song on there
that
was
shit worked.
Classic.
Classic.
To this day, Maximo,
that's my favorite. I mean, I know Cube had a lot of them, and it's hard sometimes. People argue with me, but to me, man, America's Most Wanted, bro, is just the one for me, man. Whew, that's the one.
Yep.
Beautiful thing. How was it, Chilly Chill, to watch after you're there to make it happen and bake the cake and put all the ingredients in there and make it happen, and then going through that process, you know, with the labels, especially back then, it takes time for everything to come out and woonty woonty womp. How was it to see it be successful, man, and to sit back and say, wow, and to see the success of it, and even see Cube grow to, you know, just to be there from the beginning?
I mean, it was amazing to see. It was, you know, just a trip. And we was honored at the same time.
Right.
Just listening to it, so like tripping. You listen to your songs, and you know that you participated in. You stayed in the studio doing. You saw it being written. You saw it being, you know, put
right.
in format. You saw it being mixed. You saw it being mastered. You saw all of that. So all of a sudden, you're hearing it on the radio. That's a good,
right.
you know, that's a good feeling.
Right.
You proud for everybody. You proud for
right.
you. Proud for ourselves. Proud for everybody that participated in it. Like, damn, okay. So we getting this. Then we're looking at
right.
how the crowd is reacting and listening to people, you know, ride up and down the street playing your music, playing your single.
Yeah.
So they
right.
America's Most Wanted. Was tight to hear that on the radio. And going down to K-Day, Greg Mack interviewing us, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, Zappy was like, okay, well, shit, now this nigga on his way, he's getting established to establish himself to get the pub and get the recognition that he deserves as a solo artist.
All right.
And as an artist, contribute songs that made history.
Right, right, right.
How on the flip side of that, now that you're popping, I'm sure you're going on tour with Cube doing some things and whatnot. But how does that tour life like different now when you get to experience that and now you're an official DJ, like you were DJing for Yo-Yo or Cube or whoever, but you're an official DJ tour and now you're touring around the country and all these places. What was that tour life like for you as a tour DJ now?
It's exciting because, you know, for me being the DJ, you want to flex your skill. You know, especially when, you know,
right.
at that time, each DJ would get an opportunity to do like a solo. Like it was like 15 minutes
right.
on the turntables where they would introduce us to get down like that. So Yo-Yo would come out. We'd do so much. And Clown and do what he do. I get a chance to do a little cutting in there in between there, but she got to do her thing. And then if she take a little break in between, I may have like 15 minutes to rock the crowd when she introduced me.
Right.
I'm going back and forth. So I was looking forward to that every night, every time we did a show.
Mm-hmm.
And just looking at how the people in the crowd just reacted. You know, you really don't think you're
right.
doing what you're doing, part of a group that's large like that, that made history and is going down, it's exciting to do all that, but you never really know how people really just adjust and just trip off that. So just to see how the crowd and how people react to that, it was all love. Every
right,
coast
right.
we went,
yeah,
every country we went through, all love, all the time. And to see that, you're looking like,
were you ever,
who they yelling? Remember for me like that?
Right. That's
looking like, damn.
That's what I was going to say.
Yes,
was it a surprise to you to go to some places and see the reaction of people? Were you tripping on that?
Yeah, it was a surprise because I never looked at it, you know. I never looked at it at that
right,
point.
Right.
I always kept, you know, always stayed humble, always stayed whatever, so. Never really was a big deal to me. Like, if certain people want to take pictures and do whatever, or if they want autographs, I just be, man, fuck them autographs. Man, let's take some flicks or shit. And let's go get a beer. Let's go get some drink. Or let's go do this and do that. And I kick out and hang out with them and do all that. I ain't never tripped off all that star shit. That's never been me.
Right, right. Right. That's right.
That's right. What were some of your best, because, man, you've been through so much this long journey. And I know it's been ups and downs and as to where we are now in this industry. What were some of your best time or best years or best that you could say, man, I really appreciated everything, even hip-hop or whatever the temperature was at that time in those years during your journey in the industry or being a DJ?
Man, all them times. Like, you know, when you think back on it, you look at how everything's progressed and you look at what stuff is now and how stuff used to be compared
right.
to, you know, it was like the West had a little bit more, they supported each other a little bit more back in from the 80s on
right.
up. It like started to disappear and they
right.
stopped doing it when it started.
That's correct.
Like the late 90s.
Right.
You know, like the game is not really the same no more. You're looking at it, damn, we used to support each other back in the days and nobody sound the same. And they didn't play the
right.
same music over and over, over and over and over, like how you see now. It'd be like maybe
right.
five or radio DJs, all in a row, different slots, different times of the day. Every last one of them playing the same goddamn songs that the last DJ played. Like, come on, man, you know what I mean? How much music it is out there? I understand
right.
that they got the payola, you know, different people pay to do this. It's like, come on, man, it's too many artists. And then just say, for instance, it's a West Coast Wednesday. West only gets one day dedicated.
Right.
West Coast artists, one
right.
goddamn day, and we hit. Out of all the fucking music we
right.
released, come on. You know
right.
it should be some better.
And
lives.
It's a trip.
People other places, they
yeah,
play in
it's a trip.
So it's like, why can't we get the people
yeah, that's
here
what
to do
I was
that?
Say.
So if you,
that's what. But that's always been a trip. Even on the L.A. stations, they would always play more New York stuff or whatever than West. You know what I mean? It was just, but it was all love. You didn't look at it that way, but that's what they really were, though. You know what I mean?
I mean,
than anything on Motown Power and all these stations. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's like that shit got to change, man. It's like, you know, I understand what pays the bills, what it is, but it's like, how
right.
you gonna be from a coast? You don't really play that much of your cold stuff except the big name people, and you banging them.
Right, right.
It's like, what about the people that help
right.
contribute and help put them big people names, you know, in the markets? So it's like, if we all support
right,
this,
right.
we all supposed to be doing and all at one, at once, you know, at one tone and at one time.
Right.
Supporting each other, because that's the only way we can get the West back on the market, because we came into the market, how we started is through support. So when you had the K-Day Mix Masters, and you had Uncle Jam's on, and you had, you know, Roger Clayton and pushing and doing all of this and keeping all that moving, everybody was supporting everybody. That's how we won. Having the independent labels and all of that stuff. From the Mercola Records to the Priority Records to the Techno Hop Records to on down the line being independent, while other artists, the East Coast artists, they were signed to major labels or already had certain deals going through major labels. We didn't have a lot of that. So, you know, we smashed with the independents. The Egyptian Lover was selling records on Egyptian Empire back in the 80s. One of the first people I saw with a pyramid swimming pool in his backyard, clowning, balling.
Wow. So, Chili Chill, let me just ask you some questions that's not too much music-related, a little personal mm-hmm. questions or just fun questions. How about that?
Yeah.
First of all,
yeah.
your braid, how many inches is that braid?
I don't know. I couldn't know. I mean, I didn't let it grow. Let it grow, cut it for years.
Yeah.
So whenever I get tired,
noticing the how longer and longer it was getting. My cousin has one, and I was like, okay, what is that all about? What is that? Is it just a signature, or I don't want to go anywhere else with it, but is it just like a signature?
Hey, it's just like you may feel like you want your hair to grow and be long, but just like you may
okay.
jump up one day and you know what, I'm tired of this hair. Let me cut it all off.
Because you even have a nice head of hair on your head. You got nice hair as well. So you just have a good grade of hair, huh?
What happened? You say you cut your hair off? I stepped away for a second. What happened?
No, he has a long braid in his beard, you know, and I said I didn't want to go
nowhere. Oh, okay, okay.
So,
I was like, no, I know I didn't hear that. See, I know I didn't
hear
that.
No.
Okay.
Hell no.
Okay.
No.
Okay, I was like,
I know I didn't hear that.
That's like
even during that
time,
I didn't have a short haircut like
right.
back in 88, 89, 90,
okay.
and all that. So if you look at
yeah.
the little covers, you see me and y'all had that.
Uh-huh.
But besides that,
yeah. On
life.
That first,
yeah,
I remember on one of those old covers. Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you could see when he started
right.
growing the braid in his and on the beard, actually, you know, you could see when the braid started growing, and I was like, wow, because I was looking at some of your pictures, and I said, wow, it just got longer and longer and longer, and I was like, that's a spanker right there. So, wow.
One of the homies called it a tickler.
A tickler. I didn't want to say
got
that.
Tickler.
So I was like, okay.
Oh, shit. Oh,
yeah,
shit. Look, okay. We ain't going to go there, man.
Yeah.
We ain't going there.
When I asked my cousin, that's what he said. Right. And that's why I was like, I don't want to go any further with that. But, you know, that's what my cousin told me. I said, man, why do you got that thing so long? He was like, come on now, Cousin Gene. You much older than me. And I was like, man, okay, just shut it down. So, Another question is, what is a hobby for you besides DJing? Do you have any other hobbies like fishing or low riding?
Yeah, not really. It's just, you know.
No.
My shit is just relaxing, downtime, you know, yeah. Relaxing with the homies, loved ones, family members, just all that, just peace, positive energy.
Yeah, just peace. Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm. That's very important, especially in the world we live in today, is to be around folks that are peaceful and that have that positive energy, because it's crazy the way it is now. I know I was saying a few months ago, or actually just last month, how the hip-hop culture now, some of it has just turned into gangbanging, you know. It's not even fun to see it or even listen to it. What do you think about the way the culture is now with hip-hop?
Need some prayers, but at the same time, I don't know, man. It links in with a lot of the elders that need to start mm-hmm. getting at the, you know, the younger people, and they need to bridge that gap and
exactly.
bring it back in again to where, you know, they can identify with the youth, and it's been separated for too long.
Yeah. Instead of blending in with it, like you said, bring it back. Like, you know, put some check into it, you know, check them and let them know, hey, this ain't the way it's supposed to be. You know, you put in the bag.
Like, yeah, you're right.
But
a lot of the younger,
but the question,
kind
but
of
the
lost
question, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was gonna say. How do you do that though? Because you can't just talk to the youngsters like that no more. Like, hey, this, and that.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? It's and then like you say, it's been the gap has gotten so wide as well. So it's just a lot.
It just depends on who
you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
If you look up to, because everybody looks up and respects something and somebody.
Exactly.
And it's the same thing
right.
with authority. You know, it's the same
right.
thing with that. It's a pattern order with everything. You're going to respect something, or you're going to get the respect taken from you.
Yeah.
And you're going to be
like
made
you
to
said,
respect
something
or
somebody.
So, like, forcing, yeah. you can't force the youth to do anything, but you can
uh-huh.
conversate with them and use your platform. If, say, the ones that want to get into music, if you done made it in music and do whatever, and they respect that, you can get at them and they respect you a little bit more than a person that hasn't accomplished anything. And it's just how you talk to them at the same time.
Right.
So you can't
right.
come at them aggressively, you know, because well, who's going to respect that? So you have to get at them on their level.
Yeah.
And you use
absolutely.
What they like. You use what they like to identify and how to compensate to get in for them to even pay attention to you. And that's what a lot of, you know, the elders basically need to do. It's the same thing with all the gang stuff. And, you know, putting the guns down for some of the homies, Suave and Big T and Freeway Rick and everybody else had a documentary called The World World mm-hmm. Pandemic. And they got, you know, got a lot of people on there, Maxine Waters. Just a lot of people just encouraging the youth to put the guns down and stop killing
uh-huh.
each other and just live, basically.
Exactly.
Just
yeah.
live, but you can
exactly.
just live. That's a whole lot better. And that person that you may want to pull the trigger on and kill, that's somebody's son, somebody's daughter, somebody's brother, somebody's sister, somebody's homeboy. You know, somebody's loved one that you killing, basically. And if it's black, that's even worse, because you're killing
yeah,
your own
yeah.
race.
Yeah.
How far is that going to do? How far is that going to get you?
It's not, you know, it's,
but like
it's
basically
just sad.
You're doing basically your oppressor's job by eliminating your own kind. So who's going to come help you when you need it? So if you get rid of all the people that's there because of that, and half the people are gangbanging and don't even understand where it came from and what it means, but you're quick to kill the next person, and then it influenced so many people in other states, so they're gangbanging, don't even know why. Never even been
right.
to the city where it started. And ain't caring about that. Then you got the other ones making up homemade games. They
right.
try to compete. They try to be different, but you're doing the same thing. And then you got people snitching on each other. It's just a whole bunch of bullshit. It's all over the place. When is it being cool to get on?
Yeah, it's all, yeah.
Camera? Flashing guns and telling the person what you can. I'm gonna pull up. Okay, who you think watching? Then you wondering why you get caught so fast when you commit a crime.
Yeah, it's sad.
Huh? Chili,
it gets very sad.
What about the older dudes out here or people out here, man, you know, like that's still out here pushing these, I don't want to say false narratives, but just people that should be doing better or showing people better, they're out here, you know, on these platforms and on the, because, you know, the internet is big. Now everyone has channels and everyone can talk. You got Clubhouse and all these things, and people just out here, I don't know. I don't want to say leaving the wrong message. Everyone's their own man. They can say what they want. But just like you just said, people that older homies and people that know better should do better. You know, and it's just it's just a lot, right? A lot of that right now. We're just I call it gangsters going wild. You know what I mean? On this internet and things of that nature, where older homies should be setting a better example. You know, but they out here with the foolishness too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I just look at it as if it's not anything positive that you have to say, if you're not contributing or helping and doing that, what's the point of even speaking on it? Because you're contributing,
right.
You're doing the same thing, pushing them to do. It's like none of us are angels. So you're looking at a whole lot of people got into gangs for different reasons. Some was for protection, some was because they got tired of certain people fucking with them, some just because they family members was in it and just doing what they was doing. So it's just a point, but it's beyond what it is. And then you're letting the other different groups of people infiltrate stuff and take it to an even more fucked up level. And it's like, we got to start all taking our streets back, all as one unit, and doing that to get everything back. Oh, man, the youth is the target.
Right.
It's like they say, the young is supposed to lead the old. So if you break down, kill off the young and fuck them off mentally, it's nobody to lead. And then the elderly people, older people, if they're paying them off to shut up and be quiet, what are you going to have? And the ones that don't want to shut up, they kill them off. So it's it's a spiritual battle. That's going to have to that's eventually going to have to be recognized and paid attention to and spoke up on and smashed on. If not, man, we in trouble. We already in trouble, but it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah,
right,
that's been proven within the, I mean, just look at the ones that we just lost, like, what, 3 in 1 month? It was like Slim 400, Young Dolphin.
Yep.
Draco was actually my cousin, and just to lose them all, and just like back to back.
Yeah, and they're young, but that's all sad.
Yeah, very young, yeah. So, yeah, it's just crazy how it has gotten the culture.
Yeah, so it's going to have to be, something's going to have to be done. Eventually, this can't just keep going on and on and on and on and on. It's like, nah, something has to come to a cease and come to a stop.
Exactly.
So it's going to have to be more. I mean, they're coming up for the, I think it's the 30th reunion of the gang troops is coming up.
Yeah.
And then it was Army Cubone, everybody else. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, shout out to Cubone.
Something put down because we've been failing. Yeah, shout out to Cubone.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Man.
It's like, man.
There's been a lot of failures. We can't keep having the same results.
Yeah. Yeah, and right now it's just so crazy, like you say, the peace treaty, but it ain't even really about red and blue no more. You know that. It's just like all in-house stuff and all type of other shit going on. It's just weird, you know, now these days, opposed to, like you said, the reunion of the peace treaty when it was morally about red and blue. You know, it's just now it's just a lot, you know.
Yeah. More than a lot. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's another note. What do you see for the future, man? Do you see not only for hip hop but the West Coast first and foremost? Where do you see your future? Because, you know, it is about the youngsters, and we had a lot of promise, and, you know, I always bring up Nip because to me he was the most promising and the most with a really real voice opposed to just the music who really stood for something and, you know, it's obvious during his funeral and everything. And we have a lot of up-and-coming artists that are doing a lot of big things now. But what do you see for the future of the West Coast in hip-hop?
I mean, hey, for one, they're going to have to be more unified than what they have been doing.
Absolutely.
You have to take it back to the 80s, back to when everybody supported one another, regardless of what it was.
Supposed
to support all of that. If YG is doing something, if somebody else is doing something, no matter who it is. If Coolio doing something, we need to support it. Dub performing well, we need to support it. Got three or any of the Lynch Mob members, we need to support it at all times. If Yo-Yo performing somewhere, we need to support it. Dr. Dre, Dog Pound, Snoop, Quick, any of them performing somewhere, we got to support it.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If Ice-T is doing something, we got to support it.
Right, right.
That's the only way we gonna
win. Unification.
The West Coast. We can't do it being in competition with each other.
Right.
It's not gonna work.
And that's always been a problem. That's always been a problem.
Yep.
But, you know, and you know, the separation, you know, that's just a natural thing. But like you say, the competition is just crazy. What is the status? A lot of people want to know. Chilly Chill, what is the status in 2022 of the Lynch Mob crew, the whole crew? I know JD just came home and everything. What's the status on the Lynch Mob? Is there anything in the works in the future with some type of reunion with everyone?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we all working on an album. We're working on a documentary.
Okay.
A movie at the same time. And each of the members of the Lynch Mob doing solo projects. Like JD got his solo projects he doing. But we also going to do a group project.
That single
together.
Was hard. That single was hard. He got out right now, too, with the chill. And that shit was hard. Yeah, shout out to JD.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Everybody's got their solo projects. You know what I'm saying? Big 3 got his solo album. JD got his solo album. KD's got his solo album. Dazzy got his solo album.
Right, right. That would be incredible, though, just to bring everyone together, though. Yo-Yo, KD, and you, and JD, and Cube, and that would just be incredible, man. If it was only just for a show or something, you know, that would be incredible, man.
Yeah, but we're working on that. We're working on that to do that.
That's what's up.
Just,
and that documentary would be dope.
Yeah,
that documentary would be amazing. You'll get a lot of viewers for that because of the history and the history that people know of and the history that people don't know of, but just one name in that documentary would bring viewers, and that's how they would learn about other, you know, the other DJs or just learn about other artists as well. So that would be something that would be, you know, really dope to get that crack and get that going.
Exactly.
Especially a West Coast one too, the West Coast documentary. Because it's a lot of history that people just don't know, and I am one of those people, you know, so it would be a good thing to, you know, get it in motion as soon as you all can.
Yeah.
Hey, Chilly Chill, what's been keeping you busy? Like, because we're talking on history, and we're going back to the 80s and 90s, and, you know, but we know it's a lot of things have changed, and hip-hop in general has changed, and digital, you know, a lot of things have just changed over the years. What has been keeping Chilly Chill inspired, and what's been keeping you busy? Like, I know you've worked on a lot of stuff some people may not know, but what have you been doing over the years that people just may not know about? Because we're in 2022 now. We're talking like 20, 30 years in this game. You've been doing this shit. But, you know, as of late and recent, like over these years, what has Chilly Chill been up to and working on?
I mean, doing the Platinum Queen West radio show, Shonda Sealy, Ronan, you know what I'm saying? Sil Mac and all that.
Okay.
Platinum Queen West radio.
Okay.
Doing that, I mean.
Platinum Queen West radio.
Yeah. Yep. Shout out, shout out, shout out. You know, the Rilla, the group.
I know you've been
Rilla.
Working with some people. Yeah, Rilla. Yeah, yeah, shout out to people you've been working
Smooth.
With.
Yeah, rest in peace, Smooth O&E from the Rilla. Basically, of course, all the Lynch Mob projects, Sonny Black, Floss Mode, J Money, G Cell, Mad Pup, aka Grizz from Inglewood. Oh, man, all right. Down the line, man. Ski knocking out stuff. Suave and Big T. Man, Philly K. I mean, there's so many different artists, man. We just knocking out and setting all this
right.
up. As well as doing the
right,
NFT
right.
fan, that stuff with everybody. With the NFT. Razz Cash Rhythm.
I heard you talking
cocaine.
About that. Shout out to Razz Cash.
Yeah, NFT. Yeah. Yep. Alonzo
hey,
Williams.
Chili Chip.
All of them.
Lonzo. Hey,
yep.
Chill, let me ask you this. Being that you a DJ producer, you know, been there, done it all, and coming from that cloth and that old school all the way up through what the West Coast sound was, how do you go about producing today, and how do you produce certain different artists or whatever, being that you have a sound and you come from a school of certain sound opposed to what the sound is now? And you know what I mean, like what the youngsters do and all that. How do you keep or even go about your production now and or how you produce or whatever?
I mean, basically the same way I always have. But, I mean, you know, you can incorporate some of the little stuff that they're doing. Because, I mean, now everything is dry.
Right.
How it was at the beginning. Compared, you don't see a lot
right.
of newer artists doing full production. Half of them don't even know what that is because
right.
they don't do research to even look or
right.
even care. You know, so
right.
during the time we was doing stuff in there, you know, growing up as a kid, we cared about that. So we would go in the crates and dig in the crates and sample and, you know, do all of that stuff. And we respected the artists
right.
that came before us. A lot of the artists now,
right.
they don't even know them that came before them. They don't even
they
know.
They don't even know. Yeah, they couldn't tell you nobody past 90. Besides Tupac and Dre and Snoop, they probably couldn't tell you no one else.
Exactly.
Speaking, especially speaking on West Coast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Too many artists. Shout out to the Alcoholics, man, who just recently
yeah,
went on
Jay
the Rowe
Cash.
Yep.
Okay.
So that was cool.
Okay.
That was way overdue. So, damn, they just now going on
yeah.
there. They should have been on there.
For sure. I got to go check that out. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they was on there. So, you know, congratulations to them.
Yeah, salute, Taz.
Okay.
Jay Rowe, King T.
It's nice to see the West, you know, in the building and popping up and showing stuff. Just like Dre and them doing the halftime show and doing all that, just opening back up the doors.
Man, that's what I was going to ask you, too. What do you think about that and even the whole Super Bowl coming to L.A. this year? And especially
shit,
Dre and them doing what they're doing. Yeah.
I mean, that's the number one thing. I love it because that's,
yeah.
you know, that's putting the West. That's putting the West on with the Kendrick Lamar
right.
and all that.
The whole
that's
world.
Putting the West on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's putting the West. So that's a good thing.
Right.
Even from that
right.
taking place, that should want and make the majority of the West Coast like start unifying more. Because if we all going to tune into
right.
that to support that, we can all tune in to support each other and keep the support going.
Exactly.
It's like
right.
a bump in, it's like a bump in cocaine. Everybody need to go support cocaine.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If
right.
whoever from
right.
Inglewood is pushing, we need to support all the Inglewood. If somebody from Compton rolling, we need to support everybody from Compton, whether you from it or not. You from the West. If somebody in Hartford,
right.
Gardena, Long Beach, whatever, they can support that shit. No matter where they from. They from Pomona,
right.
whatever, support it. It's West Coast. They from Culver
yeah.
City, Watts. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. Support it. It's all West Coast. Don't matter
right.
if you have a bigger name.
Right, right.
It's just a support. It's like, you know, a lot of the younger ones be feeling that the older ones don't give a fuck about it and that it ain't no love. So just showing that support will make them happy, and you put them in a different mind frame, and then it's easier to connect.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can do a lot of things. You figuring if the young is doing a lot of stuff with the old, and then the people in between, and then they all linked up to do whatever, then it opens up the doors for everything. And then everybody to connect
mm-hmm.
with everybody. And then you can resolve a lot of things. through conversation, and it doesn't have to come through death or through bullets being shot at another person.
Right.
For this person hating on this person because he done got more radio spins or his shows is better than his. And okay, if you came with that, then okay, step your game up and look at what he's doing. You don't got to mimic and copy the person, but make your shows just as tight in the area that fits you. You don't got to steal that person's get down, but look at how they're get down, create your own, make your own and kick in the door and support that person. That person will support you. And that's how we all get further because that's how we all started off. It ain't one person that just built something. It's like a lot of people, I'm finna bring the West. How one person gonna bring the West Coast back when there was many people that put the West Coast on?
Facts.
Nigga need to stop saying that.
Facts.
Ain't no one person can bring the West back without having help from someone. No matter what it is, it's always somebody behind them scenes that's helping people. It ain't just one person that did everything.
Right. It don't work that way. You know, nothing worked by itself. Everything has other parts and components that make something function in whatever is functioning. Chili Chill, before we continue, let me take another caller. We got a couple people out there before I forget. So let me take another caller. 317, you're live on the air. Hello.
It was good, everybody.
Good.
What's
how
up,
you
homie?
Doing?
How you doing?
Good. Doing all right. Just wanted to support my big brother, Chill. This is Ronan.
Ronan.
Nah, just want to say much love to him. I have one big question. What's the one time you remember being the utmost proud of yourself?
Man, shit. Looking at my kids. Looking at my kids and grandkids.
That's right.
Nah, that's what's up. That's it. Stop by to support my big bro, man. Just much love to you, man. See you soon.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
No problem.
Much love, Ronan. Thank you, homie.
No problem.
All right. Yeah. All right. Shout out to the homie, Ronan. Chill, I want to ask you, like we were talking about production and how things are and changed or whatever, how you get out. How do you what to you are the pros and cons or things you like or dislike about not only how the business and industry has changed, but how music is distributed and put out and how you come from analog to how now everything is digital and you have Pro Tools and so many other things that make it easier for people to record. And I'm sure even the people that come from that school, it's things you can incorporate because you have it or you don't. But what is your pros and cons of how things have changed and how they work now opposed to how they did before?
Yeah, well, I mean, all the analog stuff is basically like all the where all the real music came from. It's just like having your turntables.
Right.
Of course, they can make all kind of new digital stuff to do stuff to save you from doing that. Because, okay, when they came out with the Serato Express and they came out with all that, and using the MP3s, that saved us from having to carry all them goddamn heavy-ass crates of records.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Carry. And they came back with
speakers.
Carry two speakers in there that's loud enough to do something. So you only, you know, before you had all the big heavy ass EVs and Sun Vegas speakers you had to carry.
Right.
The bigger than you that you find a truck to put.
Right.
And compacted.
Yeah, you had to have something to haul that shit.
But it's like when you look at certain stuff, if you don't come from that and just say it's a newer person who don't have the mind skills and never saw any of that, they're not going to be able to utilize and get everything out of something that they can get out of using a lot of the new stuff. Because if you never learned anything about the old analog stuff, how are you going to know how to tweak anything? A lot of that stuff you don't even need. I've seen people get on, eight-track machines, 16-track machines, and sound better than a 24-track studio.
Right, exactly. Because you don't need all that. It's how you use it.
Treat it something that sounds better. Yeah, it's how you utilize it. So,
that's
what it is.
That's great how you said that.
It has its goods and it has its bads. So it's best to learn about everything.
I think this, Chili Chill, and I asked this question because I think, like you said, it's pros and cons of it. And I think more so the cons is like a lot of people say, is just
it's just, like you said, not like before, and anybody could just do it and put shit out there, and it's a lot of bullshit and just whatever. But the pros are that people that come from that and really appreciate the music side or whatever take those tools and everything to make it easier for them to do more things and then probably incorporate more things added to it. You know what I mean? So the pros are the things for people who really appreciate it and come from it to take those, you know, just extra, like having a computer opposed to not having a computer now. You can use that and help you with the things you already know and add more things opposed to people just taking advantage of it and thinking it's easy to do and just doing anything with it and not respecting it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, I'll suggest to people, hey, any old stuff that you have, don't throw it away. Not for right. The new stuff. You can incorporate the new right. stuff, but keep your old stuff. So that's why you'll see people like EA Ski. Shout out to EA Ski from the Bay.
EA Ski.
See him still got his 1200, still got his timetable, still got all his, you know, old analog stuff. You can't get rid of all that stuff because that's what basically made mm-hmm. us. So we can't shit on that.
Right.
Gray still got all his stuff. Quick still got all his stuff. Podcast still got all his stuff. So it's like, you know, we got to keep that. Got to keep the analog stuff.
Right,
can't
right.
throw all that stuff away. Put all that stuff now are collector items.
And now,
you looking for
but I think now.
Drum machine.
Yeah.
You looking for an SB1200 drum machine now, you probably won't be able to find that. Maybe like, that'll be like $3,500, $4,000, $6,000, $8,000.
Right.
When it was, what, $2,200?
But.
When it first came out,
2200. Hey, yeah, but that was a lot of money back then. Hey, but check this out, Chili Chill. Now though, right? If you probably have the money, right? You have enough money, you could probably get them people to make that shit where all that shit is incorporated, right? Can't you do things like that? Like,
yeah
you know
you
what
can.
I mean?
I mean, a lot of them. Okay. 400 came out with a new drum machine, the 808, a new
right.
drum machine. So you know they're right. reinventing all the old stuff that was collector's items now. Just like, you know, fixing up old cars. Having 6-4 Chevys
right,
and all
right,
that.
Exactly.
It never played out. Only if you allow that. It's just like certain people who allow other people to put dates and times on
mm-hmm.
hip-hop and rap. Like, why would you allow a person to put that? When if you're looking at rock, country, gospel, nigga, 70, 80 years old, the blues, nigga, they still perform.
Mm-hmm.
So how are they too old? How are they too old but
mm-hmm.
rap is too old? Oh, you 40 years old, you too old to be doing this. You're too old to be. How is that? When you're looking at all that.
Right.
Before B.B. King passed away, rest in
right.
peace, how old was he? You know what I'm saying? How old is Herbie Hancock?
Right.
I think they just put
Stevie
it,
Wonder?
I think they
he
put it
old?
In our heads. I think they put it in these rappers' heads. Because even a lot of these older rappers now that are still rapping, I think it's put in our head, rappers' heads that you're not supposed to be old as a rapper. You even go back and listen to some of these dudes rap or interview. They say, I don't want to be 30 still rapping or 40. And all of these dudes are still rapping now, still putting out music. So I think it's just I don't know. Even Too Short said he was retiring in 96. He's still going. You feel me? So I don't know.
Because it's still there. It ain't going to play out. Why would you stop doing something that you had love for doing, that you
right.
had a dream to do, that your dream came true, keep giving. And when you get tired,
mm-hmm.
sign some other people and put them out. Why do all these people have all these
right.
record labels and you ain't put nobody out? Nobody else. You sign
right.
them and leaving them stuck. You can put motherfuckers out just like you want to be put out, release them. What's the point of saying you got a record label? You ain't going to put
right.
nobody out. You picking and choosing. You just got it. And if you're going to do music, if you are a producer, put out everybody. Rock, country, gospel,
hey.
Pop, country, you know what I'm saying? All of that. Put out all jazz.
Hey.
Do all of that.
Chill. Chilly chill.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned
yeah.
that, right? Let me add this right quick. Like artists who, because there's a lot of artists over the years who had their own labels, you know, production deals or whatever, right? But a lot of these artists were the same artists that got screwed or had issues before in their previous situation, right? Even back to the Cubes and
mm-hmm.
Dre's and everyone, right? And then they get their own
yeah.
situation, and then they, I don't know the ins and outs, but they kind of go through the same situation where they have disgruntled artists like Cal Cam and Cube went at it and all these things. So it's almost like repeating itself. Or how does that work? You know what I mean? When these people went through the same thing and then it happens again.
I don't know, man. It's like the mindset and the get down has to be a little different. So, you know, you have to
right.
change that so that doesn't take place. That's the thing about it.
Right.
So, you know, so you don't repeat the same mistakes that was done to you. I mean, you're supposed to have a whole different outlook. So if you know you got fucked over and shit wasn't right for you, why would you want to turn around and do the same thing for somebody else so they can go through the same thing and feel the same way that you felt? So if you know you didn't like it when it happened to you, why would you turn around and do the same thing to somebody else? I mean, I can't answer that.
So
just looking at it from outside.
That's what I'm saying.
Person,
I can't. But
I wouldn't want to do it.
My thing is, are they doing it purposely or do they get kind of sucked into the same game? They just don't know, you know, I don't think they purposely, you know, I don't know. I can't answer either, but it's just like you would think. But sometimes these politics be bigger than the artist.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it is for a certain purpose. Sometimes certain people are told to do that. So I don't know. And then sometimes a person just ain't looking at it and allowing someone else to control something or put something in their head to do
that.
By the time you look up, how you going to fuck your relationship with a person that's supposed to be a friend or a homie or a lover or a so-called brother.
Right,
so it's like, you don't supposed to do that. That's not good work ethics, period. If you're blessed to be put in a certain position, bless other people, so then your blessings go on further. What's the point of the person having, you got all the money and all the people surrounded around you don't?
That part. It's a gold game. You'll see eventually.
Yeah, eventually you'll see what that does. You know.
Hey, you can't take the money with you. When you die, you can't take the money with you. So what you going? What about those people that help you contribute to get you to where you are? So it's like you don't owe them everything, but it's like, damn, look out.
Right.
So that's to anybody. Don't do the same thing to other people.
Right, but that's why I asked too. I don't know if people trying to do it or they just become a victim. It seems like eventually, even the people who try not to, they eventually just somehow. I don't say like
sometimes
I said intentionally, but they eventually kind of drift off, or just it's something else different. You know, like you said, where it's not that anymore, where they're really trying to help their people, or I don't know. You know, I know it's a lot comes with that as well on both sides. You know, it's a lot that comes with that shit on both ends.
Well, it's the mindset, you know, because nobody's putting a gun to make anybody do anything. So if you're doing something like that, you're doing that by choice, or you don't want to split the money up. And you didn't already count the money on what you're going to spend this on and spend that on. So now you're looking at to hear these other people come tugging on you like, hey, you know, where mine at?
Right.
So
sometimes
people take advantage of stuff that people don't know. That's the reason why I always said learn the business. It's business first. Your craft comes later in this industry that we're in.
Right.
Because if you don't do that, then you're going to get taken advantage of every single time.
Right.
That's what
that's facts.
Coming to the game, need to know. Take your time. Do the business first. Look at what you're in. Just like if you're going to college to be a doctor, what are you going to have to do? Study, learn, and
But you know, chill. That's easier said than done because, like, you know, most of the hottest artists and the popping artists and stuff are the people, are the youngsters that come out the inner cities, you know, and the record labels or the art, unless they're close to them already, managers that know them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're talent seekers, they're going to seek those people because they are the hottest. But most of these kids are the ones from the inner cities that 9 times out of 10 don't come from nothing. So, of course, you just come to them with whatever type of situation. They ready to roll with it, you know, as long as you put some money in their pocket, you know, to this day. And that's just because most of these artists are coming from inner cities, opposed to certain ones that do have the knowledge, like your Nips and people, but that's rare, you know what I mean? So most of these kids that are probably hot as fire, they're hard, you know what I mean? But they don't have that knowledge, and like you said, they're easy to take advantage of.
Yeah, but think about this. If we can see this, they're growing up living in the same world we do. They got access to the internet, they got access to TV, they done seen movies, they done seen all that. So it's like you only can keep making an excuse up for so long.
Right, that's
so
right.
Like,
yeah, they pay attention to what they want to. Yeah, you're right.
They done seen all of us and all the people that came before. So if you done seen anything, say if you done looked at Unsung, if you done looked at what this artist had to go through, or what Prince had to go through, or what Michael Jackson had to go through. This, okay, you saw some shit like that. So therefore, you think it can't happen to you? So that's not sending you to, let me do some more research about the shit I'm finna enter in. I'm aware of this and aware of that, but let me do more. It's even more to a point. Look how many years I'm past. It's 2022. So there's no reason why anybody in 2022 should be getting beat out of anything when you saw all these rappers, all these entertainers, from R&B to country to pop to all of that. All got a story to tell. There's been movies made about it on down the line. So you can't say you're not aware. You can't say that you ain't never heard of it. Like, come on, man. People don't wrote books and everything. So if you're living in the West,
And all the information is there, even Google. You can go on Google or YouTube and learn some shit that, you know, easy. Chip, let me ask you this one more thing on the pros and cons tip. Speaking on the music industry, another thing that has changed dramatically is the labels and situations, how more independence now, the labels are still there, but they're not needed as much, and there's more independence now from a lot of these artists, and especially how shit is digitized and, you know, you can do your thing, the distro care, whatever, how people go about their business. What's your pros and cons on that part?
Well, I mean, compared to being up against a real record company and up against a machine, and you being independent, it's going to take you a little bit longer being independent, but at least you can move around how you want to move around without having dictatorship being smashed upon your head. Because, you know, you signed to a label.
Right.
It depends on what type of contract you sign. If you sign a 2-year deal, 3-year deal, 4-year deal, 7-year deal, 360 deal, who knows? But whatever that it is they're going to control it. They're putting the money up. So to a new artist, while you're looking at all this money and you're looking at your favorite rappers and thinking they did this, think about it. They had to go through some shit to get to where they was at. It just didn't come easy. It looks all fun when you're looking at what they're doing, but it's not always like that. It's not always fun and games.
But chill. On the flip side, though, that's why I was asking your pros and cons. On the flip side, you may have some little kid in Minnesota or Connecticut that puts out, or even Atlanta, wherever, and puts out a shit on YouTube, a YouTube video, or whatever, and it goes viral. In 2 weeks, it's at 3 million.
Exactly. So, I mean, you have your pros and cons. So imagine if you're independent, that's all the money for you.
Right.
So you know you have your ups and you have your downs, you have your pros and you have your cons, your good things, your bad things. So it's like, okay, you're independent. Mm-hmm. That's all you. You have less, but all the work is put upon you being independent.
But you don't have the guy. Yeah, the work. You don't have the extras, though. Yeah, like you said, now you got a hit, but sit at 3 million. What do you do now, though?
Well, what you would do then is take them 3 million fans you got independently, keep making music for those 3 million fans. And if you can gain more. But don't stop until the fans tell you to stop. Never change up your music. To the fans tell you to change up your music. So if the fans are not complaining, they like you how you are, don't switch up and throw them off. Remain the same. Remain staying true to what it is that got you through the door. There's nothing wrong with involving, doing this and doing that, but if it comes to business and making, that's like more like a personal situation, evolving and doing some shit. That's just like right now, if you're looking at certain people, everybody want to just wrap their finger pop shit. Okay, you can do that, but is that where you come from? Did that make you?
Exactly.
Stick to what made you.
I feel exactly what you said.
You don't need to do what
I hate that.
People doing because
certain people
boy,
doing
you,
all this other
them.
Shit. Yeah. Right,
that's for
right.
them. So now just because
I
you may
agree.
See younger
I
people.
I agree.
Okay. Yeah, you can kind of incorporate that in there with the new sound just to catch their ear because that's what they're stuck on doing and that's all they're listening to. There's nothing wrong with that, but it can't be, you can't just come with that and just do that.
Nah, because them same fans like you for what you did. So, you know, and I know you want to evolve and keep it moving, but they still like you for a certain sound or a certain thing that you did. They don't want to hear you sounding like this person here or whatever. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that shit, too, especially
just
older artists or OGs, homie, that come in trying to blend too much with these youngsters. I hate that shit. I like you said, it's okay to incorporate a little bit or, maybe a feature here, but just to try to, you know, it's obvious.
Change
though,
their whole
you know
style.
Yeah, that shit is obvious.
Yeah, I mean, it's
like,
it's,
nah,
it's,
man,
just like
it.
They say, the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm. Don't fix it.
So if you got your fans and you got to think about it. You got 3 million fans. There you go, nigga. Stay true to them 3 million fans. Push what you can do to make your stuff better and try to go get 4 million fans. And 5 million, you just keep reaching, but don't change up your style until the fans tell you not to. Why would you want to lose all those fans? You still going to have your diehard fans. Then you got some fans that's disappointed in you, and they may not listen to you no more. Then you're going to gain
Yeah. And even the disappointed ones, if they really rock with you, they'll give you another chance. They'll be hoping. Like, I got a few artists like that. Like, I hope he comes back on his next one. You feel me?
Yeah. Well, you'll see certain artists reach back into their old archives and they revamp something like that to catch their attention. Then they'd be like, okay, I'm back fucking with him again.
Right.
So it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like the football. Think about the Rams coming here to L.A. Look how long they've been gone.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to play to earn, you know, to earn them back. I ain't running back over there right now. I'm not
a lot of band. Now, there's a lot of bandwagon fans, though, man. It's like all these Ram fans out the blue. Okay. But the Rams do have history in L.A., so it's all good. I'm not. I'm a Raider to the depth.
Yeah, well, I'm rolling with the Raiders, too. Whether they win, lose, or draw, if they never win again, that's that. But I'm rolling with the Oakland Raiders, not the Las Vegas.
That part.
The OG Raiders.
Hey, you know, they didn't been around.
Now,
if
the Rams
win
like
Raiders,
a whole bunch of Super Bowls, then maybe I'll look at them and do whatever. But for right now, it is what it is. I'm going to stay true to what it is. It's like I ride with the Lakers. Whether the Lakers win, lose, or draw, I ain't pushing for no other, because this person jumping on the bandwagon, this person winning, they winning now, and I ain't fucking with the Lakers.
Right.
That's what it's going to be.
Lakers. That's right.
I don't care
Laker gang. that's right. That's a salute. Anything else, Queen? You had any more? Because I know, Queen, did you have any questions for Chili Chill?
No. I've asked the ones that I had. I just want to say it's been an honor. It's been really an honor to have you here on the show and to hear your history. And all I want to say is get that documentary in the works, you know, as soon as you can, and watch how the prosperity of that, because that's going to be just amazing. That's going to really be that's going to be dope. So just get that, and blessings to your prosperity.
You got a lot of footage.
Family and, a whole lot. Just the West Coast, the West Coast period, you know, all the West Coast, because it's a lot of history out there for the West Coast. Just work on that and stay safe, stay COVID-free, you know, and all that good stuff, and keep that positive energy and those peaceful vibes around you, as you stated. That's what you like, so keep manifesting that into your life. You know, stay solid.
Exactly. Appreciate it. Yeah. Well, y'all two do the same thing.
Thank you.
Stay sucker free.
Hey, Chili Chill.
Get that positive energy.
Sucker free. We got to do that. We got to stay sucker free. I got one more question. We speaking about producers and DJs and all this. Give me your top producer. It ain't got to be no order or whatever, no top 3, 5 or whatever, but just off the top of your head, you can say your top producers, man, all time.
I can never name that, man. It's like, shitting
that's
on
why I say
it
ain't got to be no order or nothing.
I can't even, ain't
just
no
off
top
the top.
I can't even do that. Anytime somebody asks me that, I can't never do it, because it's too many tight producers. Just like it's too many tight DJs. So it's too many.
Right.
That I respect too much for me to. I can't even put them in the category. Even if I wanted to try, that's why I always decline that. Anytime somebody asks,
respect.
I still with respect, not disrespect.
Right. Okay, I got you. All love.
I mean, they produce from the east as well as the south on down the line. So,
right.
But it is, and it's too many.
I got
in
you.
The west.
You already know.
And then you know they have. I mean, why you say me? You say my name. Why you say
right,
me?
Right.
That's why I didn't say the DJs. I said maybe producers will narrow it down, but it's still a lot. So it's all good.
Producers gonna be the same thing as the DJs. Hey, that's
right. Okay.
They gonna say, "Oh, man, why you say me?"
Right. That's right.
Hey,
it's all love, bro.
I want everybody to be on the lookout for that big three single, Red Rover, and I'm getting mine coming out soon.
Definitely be looking
Red
for
Rover, there it is. Lynch Mob 3. And I'm getting mine by Lynch Mob 3.
Okay. As well as
T-Bone's projects, JD's projects, you know what I'm saying? Putting it all together with the chill and all of that. He got his projects coming. You know, Yo-Yo got her solo projects. Katie got his. Katie's pushing his son at the same time. Dazzy D.
Yo-Yo coming back?
Yeah, Dazzy D.
Yo-Yo coming back?
Lynch Mob member. Yeah, she coming back.
That's my boy. Okay. Yeah, shout out to Yo-Yo. Okay. I can't wait for all that. That's a lot of action. Okay, hold on. Before we go, Chili Chill, we got one more caller. They've been waiting for a minute. One more caller. 480, you're live on the line. Hello.
What's happening with it, family?
Hey.
What up? Big three. Yeah, that's big
yes,
three.
Sir.
Big three.
Yes, West Coast. Yes. I've been enjoying the whole
What up, loved one?
Yes, yep. Nothing much, family. Just up here listening to the history get, reiterated. I love it, man. Much love to the whole Lynch Mob family. Much love to the whole West Coast. Like I say, I love to hear the loved one bless everybody and let everybody know we love everybody and we represent everybody. And when we get together, we're going to take over the whole damn thing like we did before. That's really all I got to say. Yep, look out for the Red Rover. Look out for everything. JD, we love you. So stop bullshitting and come get with us and let's handle this shit. And let's take over like we're supposed to. Yo-Yo, you know I love you. KD, JD, Dazzy, the whole, if nobody else, the general, we always here. We doing what we do, Q. Like I said, and everybody else, shit, from the DPGs on down. The whole everybody. We just love everybody. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nobody more special than everybody. It took everybody to take over the West. It's going to take everybody to hold it down. Like my brother said, and real talk, I just like the history to go down, y'all, because ain't nobody really understanding when we do this documentary how deep it is. So I ain't got much more to say than that except, yeah, West.
West.
Yeah.
Much love, homie.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, family.
Thank you, homie.
Peace and love.
All right.
Peace. Yes, sir.
Peace and love. Yeah. Hey, Chili Chill, another thing for you. You put that out there, but go ahead and put out all the handles, all the, you know, how people can get at you or whatever you want to put out there for the people to tap into, the channels or whatever they need to tap in to be in touch with everything going on with you, homie.
Basically, OG Chili Chill on Instagram, OG Chili Chill on Facebook, OG Chili Chill on Twitter, DJ Chili Chill 1 on TikTok, www.chilichill.net website. I mean, shit, hey, get down. Get at me.
There it is.
Hey, three. You should
there it is, y'all. Hold on, he's there, he's muted. Go ahead, there he is.
No.
Yeah, give your social media. What's your social
at
media?
Lynch Mob 3 at, IG and Lynch Mob 3 on Facebook and shit. Anybody that know me know I'm still three-way gear. The nigga that did all the clothing, took it back. So if y'all want to hit me up at three-way gear at Gmail, THREI, way. At Gmail, anybody that know me all the way back from then, minus that, you know I can't do all that. I don't know all that stuff. Chill do all that stuff. So y'all know what it is. If you go to Chill, you can find me, you know, anywhere, you know, anywhere any one of us is, you can find the next one. That's just how we roll. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing, no love lost. Anybody call the next one, we can find anybody. Bone, nigga love you. I forgot about that. And Jinx, stop playing. We got to do this documentary.
Yeah.
West.
There it is. There it is. The big three. Much love, homie, again.
So,
yeah, chill, man. It was a pleasure, bro. Thank you, man, for joining us, homie.
Most definitely.
We'll be in touch, homie, and we'll be in support of everything you got going on, homie.
For sure. Appreciate that, man. And, you know, yeah, y'all got our support, too, at the same time.
Thank you.
Y'all need some shit, we there.
Okay.
Thank
for
you.
For sure, I appreciate that, bro.
For sure. It's all love.
DJ Chilly Chill. All right, y'all. The G-Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays. We'll be back in a minute to get ready to wrap it up. But thanks to Chilly Chill again. We'll be right back.
Peace and love, Chilly Chill.
I heard payback's a motherfucking nigga. That's why I get treated like a goddamn stepchild. Fuck a punk cause I ain't him. You gotta deal with the 9-double-M. The damn something that you all hate. Just think if niggas decide to retaliate and try to keep me from running up. I never tell you to get down. It's all about coming up. So what they do going down to 8K? My shit wasn't registered any fucking way. So you better duck away, run and hide out. When I'm running real slow and the lights out. Cause I'm about to fuck up the program. Shooting out the window of a drop top Pro-Am. Well, I'm shooting, let's see who's right. The police, the media, suckers that win pop. And motherfuckers that say they too black. Put them overseas, they be begging to come back. They say people promote gangs and drugs. You wanna sweep a nigga like me up under the rug. Kicking shit, call street knowledge. Why more niggas in the pen than in college? Because of that line, I might be your cellmate. That's from the nigga you love.
To get free sale, started off with Uncle Jam before rocking the bell. I can go on nigga talking this shit. I was there from the start, crip walking this shit. First bars I ever spit, I was fucking with Dub. You don't work, you don't eat, cuz show me some love. Then that Lynch Mob shit built a life of its own. I was slanging pounds, doing shows, writing songs. Whole mob was on some hustle shit, touring and rapping. Going in, count bands, nigga doing it trapping.
You gotta pay respect to them like all the niggas. Okay?
Yeah, nigga. I'm the OG, I got bitches galore. You thought he chased, I'm about the money, and I want much more. Used to drink Thunderbird till the room started spinning. When they brought that first gold plaque, I'm in the corner grinning. It's still a comfy thing, and you can get the duck sick. Double S, Monte Carlo, while I get my nuts licked. We the shit since y'all was in the car seat. With a sippy cup, about to fall asleep, and mom's about to get fucked. Yeah, on them triple gold Daytona, count the most bonus. Yeah, we bout to bonus. Still lasting and gassing on defense. Sucker ducking cause these niggas off the deep end. We used to push the fat back when we was creeping. Pulled up like Cam every single weekend. We blowing good but these bitches out here tweaking. I'm paranoid looking out the door peeking.
Oh, yeah. Don't let me forget
Westside Wednesdays, the G Loop Show with Queen Jean. Another show has come to an end. Thank you, everyone who participated. Shout out to our special guest, OG DJ Chilly Chill from the original Lynch Mob. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media, 93.3 Tweet, FM, TheGLoopShow.com, DD Harrison, and Street Level Clothing. And it was a great show, man. Another piece in the puzzle. Man, it was just classic, man. And anybody who missed the show, it'll be back up on Blog Talk in the archive, and I'll put it up on YouTube as well. I'm G. Lou. I'm going to let Queen Jean take us out of here. Queen Jean.
Yes, shout out to DJ OG Chilly Chill. And listen, this is February, the month of February, which is also Valentine's month. So anybody that wants a special shout out, a dedication throughout the month of February, give me a shout out in my DM on Instagram at Queen Jean of the G Lou Show or Jean V Berkeley on Facebook, and we'll get that dedication out. If you want to give it to me in a voicemail form, give it to me that way, but we'll get it out there. And also, because it's Black History Month, go patronize a black business. If you can just find one black business to patronize, just go patronize them out of the month of February. I'm sure they would appreciate it. And basically that's it. So peace and love, Ashe.
That's a good one, Queen. That's probably what we need to push. We were talking about earlier, push that. Everybody support a black business this month. That's how you contribute to Black History Month. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, we're up out of here. We'll see that part and post it on your platform.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Black History Month, support black businesses. That's all you could do. Or supporting anything black in a way, in a positive way, or some way you could help someone. It ain't got to be financially if you can't do that. Whatever you could do to help someone,
mm-hmm.
your next person, your sister, your brother, your neighbor, whoever, just support someone black or your own, you know, or you, whatever race, support someone black. It's only 1 month of the year. You know what I mean? With that being said, we're about it here. We'll see you on Friday, and we'll tap in the after hours on YouTube, the G Lou Show as well. In 30 minutes. Peace and love, y'all. We out of here. Shout out to Chilly Chill again. We out. Peace and love. Peace,
Ozark.
Queen.
Ozark.